the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي.
We said earlier in the previous episodes that Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part has referred to four evil doings. So he starts saying, وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِي مِنْ سُوءِ فِعْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِي. I ask you not to hasten me to punishment for what I have done in private, my evil acts in secrecy and my misdeeds, وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِي, my continuous negligence and my ignorance, وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِي, and my manifold passions, وغفلتي, and my forgetfulness. So Imam alayhi salam is mentioning four evil doings: dissipation, ignorance, passion, and forgetfulness. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam is beseeching Allah not to hasten the people to punishment, because if he hastened the people, not a single being would have remained on earth. And the Almighty Allah, due to His mercy, not only does not hasten the people to punishment, but He also conceals their wrongdoings as well. In the previous episode, we discussed dissipation throughout the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and in this program, we'll try to have a look at the two other ones. Ignorance of the truths of the world and hereafter is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioned in this part. This ignorance, as well as being unaware of the duties and rights of yourself and the others, it is a dangerous illness. And this illness, if this is not cured using knowledge and understanding, this will definitely bring about permanent harm. This is what will cause disgrace, and this is what will ruin our lives. You may remember some of the traditions we discussed in the explanations of the phrase, I have been audacious in my ignorance. ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you. and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Another sin that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in this part is passion. Passion means extreme desire for anything. Extreme desire of gaining of something which has a human goal. If this desire is for untrue and unlawful reasons, this will lead to committing sins and corruption of the spirit, and eventually results in the punishment in this world and hereafter. Sometimes this passion turns the heart upside down. And as we said earlier, it will cause a spiritual metamorphosis and transformation of the heart. This is one of the most important problems with the people in previous nations of the prophets, that they try to deny the messengership and the messengers, longing too much for the worldly issues. And this is the main cause of passion. This extreme craving, together with satanic temptations and accompanying the sinners, nourishes the tree of wrongdoing, the damned branches of which are various sins. It causes distance from Allah, deprivation from His mercy, disgrace in the world, and punishment in the last day. Throughout the Holy Quran's verses, we have seen many stories of the previous nations and ummah that the Holy Quran mentions that they used to deny the signs of their Lord only because of their longing and craving for this world. This dangerous tree of temptation cannot be destroyed except by accepting the advices, by repentance, and by returning to Allah, by calling Him, beseeching Him, and reflection and concentration on the course of events. This is what we call by turning to our Almighty Allah and by Him responding to our supplications. That is why we suggest, and we have been recommended by the infallibles and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, to try to specify some times during our day to talk to our Lord, even if we do not see our requests granted. Because when we are allowed to talk to our Lord, we have gotten the greater benefit, which is iqbal of the Almighty Allah, which is turning to the Almighty Allah and Him responding to our requests. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side.